Roger Rosengarten tackle that we've really been following since the Senior Bowl. We were fortunate as an underclassman with the rule changes. He was able to be down there this year. And we watched him at length and followed him and saw him at the combine. We interviewed him at the combine. He was a player that we had kind of had our sights set on today. He was one of our top players in the entire round today. I think fortunate that we got him when we did. It was a trend, as you guys saw, all those offensive linemen get picked after him. I think there were like 10 or 11 guys in a span of like maybe 20 picks. So we were fortunate, almost like with the corners yesterday, we got out in front of that trend. So it's better to be at the front of those moves than at the end. And then with Adisa, my first school visit this year was the Penn State-West Virginia game. I have a daughter there at Penn State. I scouted Adisa. They had a lot of players on defense this year. And I love his body, love his frame, his upside. He's a very explosive player, very physical. Can be used in a lot of different ways. He's got a great story. Patrick McDonough, one of our scouts, did a phenomenal job scouting him. He was his Red Star player this year, which is kind of cool. And we just feel like he's a Raven type of guy. Fits us in many different ways, mentality and with his just physical style of play. So we're excited to get him.
John, we talked to Rosengarten. He said in your combine visit, it didn't even go the full length, and he said you told him he checked all the boxes. What would lead you to say that?
Well, it might have been about the seventh or eighth interview in a row, back-to-back. They stacked it up on us, so we needed a break. But he came in there and just we try to focus on football. You know, we do a lot of – our scouts do a great job of uncovering all the other stuff. And if something needs to be asked, Eric will do a great job of asking questions. But we try to get in there with football, and he was just so on point. He was on point. He knew his technique. He knew his assignments. He was very self-aware of the things he needed to get better at. And he just seemed like a motivated guy. He seemed like a Raven. Like both these two guys were just our kind of guys. So, you know, we needed a break, and he checked all the boxes.
John, he seems to like he plays on the right side, right tackle. Do you think there's a chance that he can come in and start immediately?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we draft him with that idea that he'll compete for that. You know, that's the idea. All these guys will be competing for playing time and opportunities to start, in his case. We're gonna look at him everywhere. He can play guard if we needed him to, and he can play left tackle if we need him to. We're just gonna roll a little offensive line out there and let him compete.
Eric, how do you see Isaac's pass rushing skills translate to the NFL? Does he need more development, or can he come in and make immediate impact?
Well, I mean, I think most of these guys need some development when they get to this level as pass rushers. But what I like about him is he's got great length. Which is a critical factor. He's got heavy hands. He's got some different moves. He's got speed and quickness. And I think he's tenacious. And so I think all of those things, when you think about our best pass rushers, I think those are a lot of the traits that those guys have. And so we're very excited. I watched a lot of offensive linemen this year in the Big Ten. Obviously, we have a need at that position. And so I watched a lot of these guys. And Adis is a guy that kind of wreaked havoc in the Big Ten this year.
Eric, you guys are obviously talk a lot about your best player available team. You go into day three of the draft and probably check out arguably your three biggest needs. Is that just how the board fell? Was this particularly a draft that was kind of conducive to you being able to get that stuff done for a few days?
Well, I think, so far we've gotten pretty lucky. I talked about trading up yesterday, and I was tempted at one point. I got scared today a little bit, but we just stayed patient, and we were fortunate. I think when your need and best player kind of match up, then you really have something special, and I think that's happened a couple times for us, and so it's good. I think tomorrow we're in a position where we're just basically open highway, and we can just sit back and just draft the best guys that we see on the board without any real thought to, like, position or how they're going to fit roster-wise. We're just going to draft the best football players.
I think it was after the Rosengarten pick, the TV cameras showed you, at least on the ESPN broadcast, showed you kind of had me a conversation with Steve. Is that over, possibly, the trade-up opportunity not doing it?
No, I think I asked him if I could have a glass of red wine in the draft room at that point. But, yeah, I don't know. We were happy. I don't know what we were talking about. I think we had a there was a team that had called us about trading up to our spot, and we had considered it. And I don't want to, you know, really give away too much, but a team that was just behind us called us about trading up, and then they decided to not do it. And so we drafted Roger, and then they did trade up right behind us and took a different tackle. And, you know, there's a theory that they were drafting Roger. So that's what we were talking about, I think. Just we got lucky that we didn't go back a few spots because we might have missed out on the guy that we wanted. You know, you'd think if you go back two spots, pretty good chance to get your guy. But there's a chance we might have been disappointed.
When we read the reports on Roger, a lot of talk about how great his mobility is. Where's the greatest area for him to grow? Is it power, or you know, where can he make the biggest strides?
Well, he's young. He's a young player. You guys will see him. I mean, he's young. He's going to get stronger. We'll get him in the weight room. He's a very gifted athlete. He's played some left tackle. He played left tackle at the Senior Bowl. Very good feet, body mechanics, change of direction, agility. He's just got to get physically stronger, as a lot of guys do, you know, and so he will. He'll fill out and get stronger. We have a great strength program, and he'll see quick results, I think.
Along those lines, do you think how significant was the mobility in the decision given direction of the offense, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, pass protection-wise, you know, the guys that really kind of flourish at our level are the guys that have enough strength and the guys that can really move their feet. And that's, you know, that's great. I mean, in our offense, you know, we do a lot of things out in space. Guys have to be able to pull. And, you know, our screen game was good this year. And, you know, we get these guys out there and we have fast players. And our quarterback, obviously, is a tremendous athlete. So, you know, you want guys that are mobile. We want big, strong guys, but we want these guys to be mobile too.
And secondly, was there any consideration of wide receiver in the third round, or is it just one of those situations? Obviously, you'd like the guy you got, and it's a pretty key receiver class.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you have to try and do in that in a situation is look at your needs and who's the best player available, and then what are your chances, I think, getting a player at these other positions in the coming rounds. And so we've got a pick in, I don't know, what is it, 13 picks away, 14, 15 picks away, whatever that is, I don't know. So we have to kind of assess who we think is going to be there at that pick. And then we have another pick after that in the fourth round. And so everything we do is based on percentages. And so, again, I'll give Derek Yim credit. He said today at the start of the day there was an 80% chance that we would get Roger Rosengarten, 80%. And I said, that seems kind of high to me. And he got kind of nervous and goes, yeah, it seems kind of high to me too. But we got him, so he's a free man.
How much does it factor into evaluating Roger, who's a right tackle but covering the blind side for one left-hand quarterback like Fenix, and is there added value in him doing that job?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point. And he's just an athletic guy. When you watch the tape, like Eric had mentioned, he's young, but he can move his feet. I think Brian was kind of talking about that, the athleticism part of it. He can move, so it's not going to be a challenge for him to go either way. He's young. We'll bring him in. All these guys we look at, especially early on, they'll be in a mini camp in here next weekend, and he'll be playing both sides and just see what they look like and kind of see how it shakes out over the course of mini camp, training camp, and all that. But the fact that he was with the left-handed quarterback on the right side, I think, is kind of part of that, yeah.
What do you see in Isaac? How does he project in your defense?
Well, I saw a guy on tape that makes a lot of plays, and he does it in a real athletic way. I mean, he's a very athletic guy, very explosive starter, very can cover ground. He can get to the edge of a tackle and beat him on the edge with quickness or beat him underneath with quickness. And then, you know, long arm power, he's got that too. So he's got some real pass rush ability. He's heavy-handed against the run. So for us, he's going to be in the rotation just like last year, and he's probably, from a number standpoint, you know, in Jadavian's spot with those guys. So you got all those guys back. We're going to add David, you know, because he's going to be healthy. We got Van Noy back, and then we got our other guys. So who are, you know, I mean, we got a pretty good group out there coming off the edge, setting the edge, outside backers, defensive ends, and he's going to be a part of that. So I like having fresh guys out there playing really hard, you know, and especially at that position.
Eric, your evaluation of
athletic pass rushers change at all, because you guys do have Chuck Smith, who is one of the best at kind of crafting, you know, skill out of maybe some rougher edges?
Yeah. You know, I think, Jonas, I really pay attention to Chuck. I mean, when he talks, I listen, because he is a great pass rush specialist, and he's looking for specific traits, and he gets excited by certain guys, and I like that. I love his enthusiasm. He's a joy to work with in the draft meetings, because you know if he loves a guy, and that's exciting. That's what you want as an evaluator and as a guy that kind of organizes the draft. You really want, you know, your scouts and your coaches to take ownership of certain guys and get on the table for guys, and Chuck does that, and he's a great coach. And so if he sees these traits in somebody, I get excited. I think we all saw how our guys developed last year and emerged and what we did, and I think Chuck's a big part of that.
Eric, has anything about the big picture of the draft surprised you so far? I mean, have any of the positional runs happened at different times than you expected, maybe?
Well, I just think it's, you know, again, it, you know, I feel we feel fortunate because, you know, we took Nate, and then we saw all those corners go at the beginning today. Like, all of the guys we like get picked. And then we took Roger, and then, I mean, I've never seen anything like what we saw today, where every single guard and tackle on the front board got picked in a span of 20 picks. Never seen that before. So that was kind of surprising. It's just been, it seems like if you're going to define this draft, it's the draft of the run, because you saw the quarterbacks in the first round. And then you saw the corners kind of at the end of the second, into the at the end of the first, into the second, and then for the end of the second, into the third, you saw the offensive linemen. So it's been unusual.
Is that a big part of Derek Yam's kind of job? Is and your job is analyzing where's that run going to start? How can we get ahead of that run or early in that run at least?
Yeah, you know, I try to do that. I think I study that list, the damn list. I have it and I study it, and you just kind of, if you look at it long enough, you start to see patterns. And I did feel, I can't say that I thought the offensive line would work out like it did today, because I actually thought that we would have an opportunity tomorrow to get some pretty good offensive linemen. But at the corner position, I did kind of see there was a trap that if you didn't get a corner in the first round and you weren't picking high in the second, you were going to be in trouble. I did see that. And I think that was the case.
Either Eric or John, I think Rosengarten obviously was coming off that kind of disappointing end to that Washington-Michigan game. Was he as high on your radar, or as central on your radar going into the Senior Bowl than when he left it? I mean, did you guys already really like him going into Mobile, or did he kind of open your guys' eyes to how good of a prospect he was there?
Well, you know, I didn't so we went to the national championship, John and I. We were blessed to be able to go to that game, and it was a great result, as John would say, and a fun night. And, you know, I'll be honest, like, I did scout a little bit, but I was really just kind of taken in the atmosphere of the game at that point. I didn't know a lot about Roger at that point. My first real, you know, exposure was at the Senior Bowl, and I was very impressed by him. Came back. Yeah, and before the draft meetings, watched his tape, was more impressed. And then he, you know, went to the combine, interviewed him, super impressive guy, great background, great makeup. And so that's kind of what happened with that.
Eric, just the day before the draft, you got the deal done with Rashad Bateman. And just, you know, what's the significance of that deal done, and what, if any, impact did that have on kind of your approach over the course of the draft?
You know, Rashad's a player that I've said it a million times, and I think Coach would say the same thing. Like, I am extremely excited to watch Rashad this year. I think his best football's ahead of him. And so to get him back was kind of a no-brainer. It's something he wanted. It's something we wanted. When both sides kind of see the same goal, then it's easy to kind of accomplish. And so I just feel like he's a really, really talented player who's had some bad luck with injuries. I think he's got a very bright future, and I'm excited to watch him play.